And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everybody, to the Jim and I Ransom Effect. I am Jim Dubois, the sports
so
doctor.
So foreign!
Shouldn't you be doing that with an Irish brogue, dude?
Yeah. No, that's next week. That's next week. With me are my two running mates, my Larry and Curly.
Oh,
your vice president and speaker of the house.
Which one of us is your Republican running mate, and which one of us is your Democratic
Cruz.
I really want to know how you're going to distinguish this.
Well, we all know you're the Dem.
David is the Democrat.
Oh!
David is the Democrat for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Especially since he voted for Obama.
That's right. Twice.
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 Not once.
Not one time.
Not one time. I was stupid times. Twice.
That's right.
Wow.
He's gonna go on record and say he was misled.
I was misled.
I don't think I'd have admitted that, sir.
Well, we know it's not true, but it's nice to play along with them, feed their egos.
We're gonna see how many times David can switch his point of view today, like Hillary does.
Oh. You're mesmerized by teleprompter, huh?
She changes her stance like socks.
She don't wear socks.
Pantsuits.
Birkenstocks. She wears Birkenstocks. Sandals. That's what she wears.
I don't even lost my place, man.
Welcome to the GRE, baby.
That's it. David Action Jackson, COO of Gezgear North America.
Go get your Gez.
Gezgear.com. And Devin Ransom, he is the owner of Ransom and Associates Nationwide Agency in Winder and in Lawrenceville. What's up?
Word.
So we are GRE with Triple D, David, Devin, and DeBose. Welcome to the show. It's great to be back with you. And after our missing of last week's episode, we had to do a little rerun there. But we're good, man.
Hopefully
we're glad to be
it.
Back. The second time.
Yeah, the second time.
It's like refried beans, you know.
That's right.
It's always good.
It's always good the second time. Today, we're going to jump back into the iSideWith.com that we started a couple weeks ago and dive into some more questions on that questionnaire there. And if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, iSideWith.com is a website anyone can go to and take a comprehensive political questionnaire. And you're able to rate each question, whether they're least to most important to you. And you go through that whole questionnaire, and after you answer them, it tells you which candidate that your views most commonly reflect by percentage.
Right.
And it also will tell you which party you most agree with based on your answers. It just basically tries to match up your principles with who you should be voting for and which party you should be aligned with. So what we're going to do, Devin is going to take some of these questions, pose them to us, and we'll give our opinion on the matter. And we don't agree on everything, so this should be good.
Well, and this is an important show, and we're kind of we wanted to do this the entire show the last time, and we didn't have enough opportunity. And this is one of these things.
We kind of ran out of time.
We did. We thought we would just throw out a couple questions and be done with it, but we quickly realized that hey, we don't necessarily agree on everything, and all these things are pretty debatable. So
they are, and this is an interesting quiz, and I've had my wife take it. I've had several friends take it. People that you know are not very politically driven, and this is a time in our society where we need everybody out to vote. How many people you think show up to vote for a presidency? How many do you
think? A lot. I mean, there's so much more of a higher turnout this year in the primaries,
that's right.
Especially mm-hmm. on the Republican side than there has been since, what, I think it was the 80s. So,
but you're looking at the numbers, you know, and you'll have Trump, who won with 330,000 votes, and Cruz with 270,000, and Marco Rubio with, you know, 120,000.
Four.
But you look at that and you add them all up, and it's just like, and that's in a state that has, you know, what, 11 million? 7 million. Where are the people at that need to be out voting, that need to be coming in, putting their opinion in? This is a great exercise for those folks. This is a great exercise for people who are not involved to understand how they can get involved just by answering some questions.
Yeah, and you answer the questions, and I guarantee you a lot of you are going to be surprised by the result.
I was.
And I was too.
It will kind of force you. It's kind of like fantasy football. If you don't watch a lot of football and you play fantasy football, it makes you watch football.
Right? Yeah.
And this is kind of the same thing. This is going to make you pay attention, because the responses or who this thing tabulates to who you should be most aligned with is most likely going to surprise you.
Well, I had my wife take it, and let me tell you what I learned.
Okay. She's a Democrat.
She's a dictator. My wife is a dictator. Based off of her answers, 99.9% says
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I will kill you. Okay,
I kill you.
And it was just it was interesting to watch her stance on certain things that I didn't know about. So it's an interesting I side with, and I can't wait to get heated and literally throw this pin at you, Devin. So ask a question so I can get fired up.
Well, you know. Right.
So, well, before we get to that.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
We'll break it up, too, with some we'll go into some sports a little bit today, too, and kind of break it up. We're going to talk about Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors and his shoe choices.
Yeah, all right.
Interesting stuff.
Interesting.
Shoe choices and why everyone should pay attention to this. So this is that's something you guys will find interesting, I promise. We'll also look at the Roddy White situations with the Falcons' divorce and the direction that's going. It's getting kind of ugly.
Very disappointing.
And we'll also we'll talk about some Braves spring training. Talk about kind of how everything's shaping up there so far, kind of early in the spring training games, and maybe, just maybe, might get a call from Papa D talking about some NASCAR.
Oh, excellent.
So hopefully we can get to that as well.
We're going
to
talk a little UFC from this past week?
You know, we can. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on that.
There were some upsets.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'll talk about the upsets, and that was some good stuff, man. I watched the fights in the most unusual way. So, it's gonna be a great show filled with controversial stances, lots of infighting, and calling each other names like the grown-ups do at the GOP debates.
Classic Devin.
I kill you.
And as always, at the end of the show, Professor D will label which one of us or him comes away with the DB of the week.
There should be a lot of these today.
There probably will be. So, David, please, before it's too late, disclaim us.
Oh, I forgot
so
all
we
about
can
the disclaimer.
Freely banter, discuss, and offend.
Well, none of the.
You're 8 minutes into the show, dude. You got to disclaim.
Let's hit it, man.
Well, none of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect, GRE with triple D, are those views and opinions of 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio, nor do they represent any views and opinions of our wives, who are, by the way, dictators. So
every single one.
Every single one of them. So
as we found out.
And violent. My wife's violent.
It can be violent.
Yes.
Very much so.
I like that, though.
With a drop of a hat.
So what are we heading into first? We heading into I side with?
Yeah, well, let me do this. Before we go in, before we hit I side with, I want to hit on this real quick.
Squirrel.
Yeah. But is some surprising endorsements.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there we go.
Great.
For DT, for good old Donald Trump. So
D-Trizzle?
Yeah, D-Trizzle. So we're gonna hit on this real quick, and it won't take but just a few minutes. But so here we go. So so first one is Dana White.
For Donald
Trump.
Everybody
know who Dana White is?
Yeah.
UFC president.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's endorsing.
He's endorsing Donald Trump.
Wow. All
right.
Another one is Mark Cuban. He's on Shark Tank, and he's Dallas Mavericks owner now.
I'm starting to see a trend here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So next one is Ted Nugent.
I could definitely see that.
We could see that, right?
Yeah, that's not a surprise. Yeah,
that's not really a surprise.
So now
but
your trend ends because Ted is not like Mark nor
No, but he does have something in common with him.
Yes, he does.
So how about good old Gary Busey?
How does he know?
Oh my God!
Is he even aware of his surroundings?
Does Gary even know what country he lives in?
I don't know. Evidently not. But you know, he was on The Celebrity Apprentice, so he got to know Donald Trump.
He was also on Celebrity Rehab, so and Celebrity Fit Club. And I mean, come on,
you're fired.
We have Fran Drescher, from The Nanny. Right.
This has got to be the most annoying woman to talk to. Oh, my goodness.
How about Sylvester Stallone? We all know that Sylvester was a Republican. He was he's been a staunch Republican for years. So that's not surprising.
Why do you say the guy smells?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
He's a stinky Republican.
Why do you got to say he's staunch?
Staunch.
Not stench.
Oh, it's not stench. No. Oh, okay.
Staunch.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. Hard. Please move on.
All right. How about Jessica Simpson?
Oh, wow.
How about her?
Okay. Does that surprise anybody?
She's pretty hot.
Is that Bart's sister? Simpson?
She surprises me sometimes.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis?
Oh, Brucey.
Does that surprise anybody?
Ooh,
that doesn't surprise me. I knew that. Here's one for you. Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Whoa! Oh, snap. Mike Tyson is a DT supporter.
Wow.
I think he's had fights in Trump Plaza. So
yeah,
and he was also on, wasn't he on Apprentice?
Somebody, I hope not.
Was he? I don't know. The next person coming up has been in the news for coming out with a particular disease or affliction is Charlie Sheen.
Are you positive?
Yes, he is positive.
Nice. Nice.
There's one.
That was good. Very quick.
Mike Ditka.
The Bears.
Tom Brady.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Deflategate.
Yeah. Terrell Owens.
O-T-O?
O-T-O. Does that surprise anybody there?
Maybe. It does surprise me, actually.
Plaxico Burress.
Maybe Terrell Owens doesn't want all his money gone out in taxes. Yeah. Next one is
Texas got to do anything with it. That's Cruz, dude.
How about a University of Georgia football legend, Herschel Walker?
Wow.
Oh, right.
That is surprising.
How about that? That's surprising too.
We have the two Hulks.
Lou Ferrigno.
Well, you got Lou Ferrigno that was the very first Incredible Hulk, and then you also have Hulk Hogan, who's recently in the news for
a
sex
tape. Right now.
I just want to say that a lot of these people are very questionable.
No, wait a minute, you mentioned Herschel Walker.
Yeah,
now, you know when he left the NFL for the USFL, or was it college into the USFL first? Didn't Trump have some ownership in that league?
He did, and a lot of people blame him for its downfall.
Yeah.
Because they initially played football in the spring,
and then he decided he wanted to take on the NFL.
He wanted to take on the NFL,
with the USFL,
and just like Vince McMahon with the XFL,
didn't work out
so well.
Yeah. So how about Jesse the Body Ventura?
Oh God,
does that surprise anybody?
I mean, used to be a governor.
Hey, governor, yeah. Body to you,
governor body. Then we
that
got
guy is a friggin' kook.
So now you're gonna say Arnold Schwarzenegger too, right?
No, he wasn't on here. Actually, Arnold didn't come out for
the cast of Predator is a supporter of Donald.
I think
Trump.
Didn't Arnold come out for?
He just recently came out with
like Ted Cruz.
No. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger came out for Kasich.
Was it Kasich?
Yeah, it was John Kasich. Right. Yeah,
John Kasich.
I'm surprised it wasn't Hillary.
How about? All right, here's the next one.
I'll be back.
He's a rock star.
Bon Jovi.
Not Bon Jovi. Legendary Kiss band member
Gene Simmons.
How about
Gene
that?
Simmons?
Very good.
You know he is one of the most intelligent men living today. In all seriousness,
yeah.
He came here from Israel, learned to speak English, was a teacher, an elementary school teacher before he donned the makeup. But he is very, very intelligent.
Oh, yeah. Super bright.
Oh yeah.
You wouldn't Absolutely. Know it from watching Family Jewels, but
that's right. How about Ann Coulter?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They both kind of speak their mind, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know the name of the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Or Rich Kid, Poor Kid? Robert T. Kiyosaki.
Kawasaki?
Not Kawasaki. Kiyosaki.
Kiyosaki.
How about one of the Baldwin brothers?
Really?
Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin.
Not Alec. We all know about Alec.
That's why Stephen's the outcast of the family.
All right. Here's two others. Two others. Then we're done. We got a basketball star that played for the Chicago Bulls.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman is a DT supporter.
Celebrity Apprentice alum.
Yeah, also,
that's true.
And last but not least is the guitarist for Five Finger Death Punch, Zoltan Bathory.
I believe Zoltan's probably
what,
is.
What his is real a name. His real what name. Is a Five Finger Death Punch? Is that like
that's a band? That would be a band. That'd be a band for some people that may have heard of it. I don't know. You never know. But anyway, so if you are a Donald Trump supporter, you are in good, terrible, and great company by these wonderful
questionable.
Very questionable. Yeah. Very questionable.
Oh, I don't know. I think several people would love to be compared to the worm.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
So, and there you have it. So, without further ado, let's get into our isidewith.com.
All right, man, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to roll my sleeves up here.
All right.
Turn my hat around backwards.
So, first question. Should...
No.
Absolutely not.
All right, okay, I'll give you guys a softball. Do you support...
Ooh, thanks.
Do you support the death penalty?
Yes.
Action? Do you support the death penalty?
I don't know.
He's thinking about it. Why?
I don't know if I do or if I don't. I think there's... Listen, there's a part of me that does.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a part of me that doesn't, just based on the fact of the numerous and numerous and numerous amounts of false convictions that we have and people that have been in prison for 25 years and then they finally come out with this DNA evidence and they were wrongly convicted because of the society at the time of their trial and the crime. So I would say yes, if it's a real conviction and the evidence is overwhelming, yeah, absolutely. And the crime fits it, I do.
Well, you're not going to have those types of wrongful convictions these days with DNA evidence and with forensics and the leaps and bounds that has taken over the past 20 years. Those types of things, you're just not going to see that happen anymore. But I am of the opinion that if there's DNA evidence, it's solid, it's it's an open and shut case, then let it roll, man.
And on top of that, I'm a very high supporter of let's do it quickly. Okay, spending 25 years sitting on death row is not
just knock it out.
Just knock it out and be done with it. I think it should be carried out within the first 12 months of the sentence.
You know, in China, it's funny because they will go in, they'll convict somebody. Like they had this guy that he owned a company that made baby formula. And what he did to save money to make profits greater is he watered down the baby formula. So the thing with baby formula, it has a lot of nutrients that the babies need in order to grow and develop. Well, he took out a lot of those nutrients by watering it down. So you had literally thousands of babies that died because they were malnourished and they just weren't getting enough nutrients in their food. And so they went and they did a search and they found out that this guy was watering down the baby formula. Narrowed it down to him, and they convicted him. So the trial lasted 4 days. They gave him a week to get his affairs together, and then they put him in front of a firing squad. And that's it.
Yeah.
Done. That was done.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was done. I'm in favor of the death penalty. I'm in agreement with you. It needs to be good, solid evidence. But
yeah, absolutely.
I think, honestly, some of our punishment should, in the judicial system, should be greater. Otherwise, right now, our prisoners, it seems like there's so many benefits to prisoners in prison that it's really not so much punishment enough for them to go there. They shouldn't want to get back into prison. It should be something so terrible and so horrid that they would never, ever want to go back. And it's actual, real, true punishment. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go get into the environmental issues. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.